Those that shouldn't.
This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 164 for Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Just trying to make sure that everything was put away. We just wanted to say sorry about last week. I have no idea what happened to the audio. I blame the Mac. We were talking about Brian's first day at work, which I think he'll agree was really pretty crazy.
I got everything but a pen.
Yeah. Dave's wife, Julie, baked Brian this amazing chocolate cake. So that was a beautiful way to start the day. And then Brian went to the photography space and was doing some photography for the website, and a local pizza parlor occasionally randomly drops off pizzas, free pizzas, to some of the local businesses with coupons. You know, they hope that you're going to buy some. And they happened to drop off a free pizza that day while Brian was in the other space. So he comes back to the store, and we're all in the office eating pizza.
Yeah, it was like five people in the office eating pizza, so that was pretty
it was great. And then we worked for 14 hours getting ready for San Fran, and I'm not quite sure he thought he'd made the right decision by the end of the day.
Well, you know, there it is. And I was there for a day and a half, and we left for San Francisco.
And we were in the car for 2.5 days.
Yeah, so 50 hours, pretty much out and back both ways.
Saw some amazing things. There's not much in South Dakota. I will just say there's not much in South Dakota.
But we got in early, and actually a little earlier than we expected. So we walked down the street, got some really great Chinese right down the street from the hotel we were staying at, and then got to the hotel, the show hotel, by the afternoon,
yep.
And started to get set up.
Which was really nice. It's nice to be able to get in there early. That means a lot for us, since there's just so much to set up. The show, it was our first time at the show, and huge kudos to all of the show organizers and the big Penn posse there. It was a really good show, very well organized.
Yep.
The one of my favorite things was the mid-afternoon coffee and cookies, I gotta say.
Yeah, nice. Also had, over 500 or 500 different inks in tester pens ready to go, with some paper out there so you could write down you test some inks and write down your favorites.
It was really well organized, well done.
Certainly unique and a little different than the DC testing table. This is all contained. You don't have to worry about contamination. It's all right there.
Much more sanitary, safer for your pen. And it was really impressive to see, what was it, 3 or 4 tables with all of these, were they clear plastic
cubes, yeah,
like or something, and then all these mm-hmm. caps like glued in or something, and then the pen screwed in. And each one had, I think there was a list on each table of all the inks, and you could just sit and play for hours, and a lot of people did.
Yep.
Really, really well thought out.
We had dinner with Scott Franklin Saturday night, Franklin mm-hmm. Christoph. That was fun. We went to this total local place, the Lobster Shack.
Looked like a total dive.
Total dive, but the food was great. That was great. And who else did we see while we were at the San Francisco show?
We always love to see Pandemonium. Sam and Frank, Michael Saul was there, and he's just so sweet and so amazingly talented. People were taking pictures of him and just standing there watching him like everyone does. He's just so humble about his talent.
Yeah, Mike Masuyama really was there. Yep. Mike Masuyama was there. Scott Franklin. We had Ken Rowe pretty close to us. Brian Halzer from Ken Rowe. And of course, Sid Saperstein and Walt Eversharp, who was helping put the whole thing together. So we did pick up a couple of pens. You got?
I only brought one of them home. I did manage to score a new retro. Well, it's not, it's new to me.
New retro.
Silver with a checkerboard pen, with a checkerboard pattern. I'm not sure, I haven't looked to see how old it is, but it's definitely not in production anymore. I don't know if it was an exclusive for someone or whatever, but I saw it, the price was right, and I like retros.
Okay, and you got one more pen.
We traded a customer. We took her Pilot Decimo in trade, and I don't remember what she took in exchange, but I think that Brian's thought was that we would sell it, and I was like, oh, no, I like that one. Yeah, I'm going to keep that one. That's for me. So I ended up, shockingly, with two pens. So pens were Lisa 2, Brian 0.
Yeah, pretty much. I brought home one pen that I thought I didn't have, but I ended up having it. So, yeah, good show. Definitely highly recommend it. If you didn't go, go next year. Moving
on. Busy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was busy. It was well attended. They had things going on every night. Lots of enthusiasm for a second year of a newly reorganized show. It was very well run, and everyone there deserves some big props.
This week, we also experimented with a couple things. A new ink I put in one of my pens this week. I thought it was time to experiment outside of the Aurora Black, Visconti Blue, Mont Blanc Bordeaux colors. I grabbed a bottle of Diamine Teal off the shelf,
it's quite a departure for you.
Well, I mean, it's a bluish green, teal is, and it's a real nice, really nice. I put it in a Sailor, Pro Gear, Regency stripe, and it's really nice. It flows very well. The color is beautiful. It might be a keeper. It might be a keeper.
Yeah,
and I like it. In fact, I've got a little
picture of it.
Little picture there, and
yeah, I was surprised that you were kind of being adventurous with your ink.
That's nice. Well, you know, the Emerald of Chivor came out, and that's kind of a, you know, that's a greenish. It's a green ink. This is a little more teal, but. I didn't want to put we didn't have any Emerald of Chivor left, so I went with the teal, and I thought it was kind of nice. So there was that, and what else is in this picture here that's of interest, I think, to folks?
Omeo River.
Is that a question, or is that a...
Well, considering they lost our first box, it shipped, it was in the U.S., it was one day away, and then the box just disappeared. It just was lost for, 3 weeks?
It has never shown up.
Yeah, never shown up. I haven't checked tracking lately. I should, just to see what it said. You know, they filed a claim and all that, but finally the replacement showed up, and I have to say it was almost like an afterthought, like, oh, yeah, that's supposed to be here one of these days. So we have that in both the, you can see the padded on the bottom and the loose sheets on the top, in both the white and the cream. Absolutely gorgeous. Carrie's commenting it's yummy in
yeah,
the chat.
Yeah, it's real smooth paper. It's really nice. Absolutely. Very thin. It's almost shocking how small the ream is.
Yes.
But was real excited to get that. That came in, I forget when that came in, this last week, finally. So that'll be fun. So we got that up. We actually had some of it in San Fran, and now we've done a little remodeling at the store to put up the Tomoe River paper and a couple other things that we got.
Bunch of stuff we picked up.
So, and we'll talk about those in the future, but... yeah, nice stuff, and we're actually going to be giving away For the next 45 orders that we have, a couple sheets are going to throw in with each order. So if you haven't tried it, now you get to try it. So
awesome stuff. We love it.
That'll be fun. So, and you've been using a different pen in rotation this week.
I have. It's been in rotation, then I took it out. It's often used as a tester, so I don't always have it with me. But, you know, we love Sailor, and we talk about Sailor pens all the time. But there are other pens we actually really
no.
like. There are. I know. Don't tell Jin. Don't tell Jin. So what I have been playing with this week is my Pilot Falcon in Sapphire, the metal one. And, you know, the nib is really funky looking.
Look at that.
But it's such a smooth writer. You know, it's a typical Pilot, typical Japanese pen. Absolutely gorgeous. But I love mine.
Go ahead.
I've been playing with it and using it a lot more. I took it out of the tester bin so that I could use it and steal it.
Yeah, and they come in two different styles. The metal, which is what you have, a little more weight, and the plastic version. So I guess there's, what, seven different color combinations. Metal comes in black, burgundy, the brown, which is really kind of cool, and the sapphire. And then in plastic, you can get black with gold or rhodium trim, and then the red, which was the new one that came out last year. About this time, kind of a neat color, but neat pens and little bit of softness to them. You get some line variation on that.
Yep, absolutely. Now I don't.
You're a big flexi person.
I am a big non-flexi person, both in personality and pens. But I don't like. I don't slow down enough to appreciate a pen that has some softness and flexibility, but this just glides across the page. I love it.
So which one do I get? Do I get one?
You have other pens you're getting.
Which ones am I? Really?
Yes, I just ordered one.
Well, it is a Pilot, so I guess that's okay.
There you go.
But
you know, we were gone for a week. And Dave kept emailing us. He, of course, always keeps us up to date on what's going on. And bunches of stuff came into the store, and lots of packages kept arriving. It was really kind of challenging to be gone and knowing that a lot of stuff was waiting for us.
Well, it was a busy week, right? We had the Emerald of Shavor the day before we leave. And then a couple days after we leave, the limited edition Edison Collier.
that's right. I forgot about that.
It was in and out like nothing going. And then what else? I mean, it's just like it was one thing after another. And I could get used to that. That was all right. So
it's nice to be busy.
It is nice to be busy, and we got a package. You had your last eye surgery on what was it, Thursday?
I did. You know, we got back late Tuesday. Did this really fast and furious inventory and unpack on Wednesday and Thursday morning, and then Thursday afternoon I had my last eye surgery. Woo! And then I took Friday off to recover.
And then I went in. And I'm greeted by two large boxes. Actually, I think there were three. Three large boxes from Montblanc. Really good. Some really cool stuff. And we'll talk about a couple pieces here. And we'll save a couple pieces for next week. Long-awaited restock on the Montblanc Blue Hour. Which took forever to to get back in stock. Really cool ink.
Very pretty.
And it's really neat. And of course, it comes in the standard special bottle that Mont Blanc has. kind of a little square bottle, 35 mil.
I like that square little bottle. It's ribbed. It's just really pretty.
Yep. And it's got the blue hour's got a little bit of shading to it, sheen to it. I mean, nice color. And then of course we got, I forgot we even ordered these, the blue hour cartridges. So twilight blue. And then, the next thing, if you're looking at the picture there, is the limited edition Leo Tolstoy ink, which is a sky blue color. I didn't even get a chance to get a picture of it, or a swab of it yet. But
we'll get that up this week.
Yeah, we'll get it up this week. But it's in the rounder bottle, same as what the Defoe was in, limited edition. But I don't expect it's you know, it just came out, but. It won't be around very long, I'm sure. So, nice to get that. We got a couple of pens in, and we'll be talking about that soon. We had our carpenter Joe in the store to install some stuff this last week, some slat wall, and so we're going to put up a couple more things in the store. If you're local, you can kind of check it out, see what we're doing.
Moving things around.
Yep, always moving things around, bookcases.
Joe installed the slat wall while we were gone. The bookcases were just before we left. And then since then, like we spent yesterday moving some stuff, changing up some shelving, and we just don't seem to leave things alone, do we?
No, and actually, we were open yesterday, and we had surprisingly quite a number of people taking a break from Labor Day and made a stop and visit in the store. A couple of good friends of ours came in, and we got to show them some cool stuff. You know, a little more relaxed atmosphere, but it was nice yesterday. So
yeah, it was 10 to 2. We got to sleep in late, have a nice breakfast, go in, work for a couple hours, and then leave. It was great.
Yep. So what else? What else is going on in the store? Anything else we should chat about?
No, we've got a lot of things coming up and things we're working on. We have a new employee starting tomorrow, so we're excited about that.
Everybody welcome Chris.
To the Anderson Penn's family.
So he's going to be, he was so excited he came in today to remind us he's coming in tomorrow.
And didn't he say he was going to be there at 6 and make us breakfast?
I'm okay with that. So
I like eggs. We're not going to be there at 6.
Well, you know, he can start, right? I do like eggs and hash browns and things like that. So.
Okay.
No, Chris is going to be, it's going to be great. Looking forward to having him there. And Dave certainly can use some assistance.
Yes, so
it's going to be great. It's going to be nice to have him. So you may, if you call in, you may actually get Chris on the phone.
So give him a big warm welcome and don't warn him. Don't tell him what he's getting himself into.
Yeah, don't. So
he's excited. He's been a customer since we opened the store. And he's just, I won't say giddy like a schoolboy, but he's pretty excited that he gets to work where he likes to shop. It'd be like me getting a job at Target. That's pretty exciting.
Well, you've got a job at a pen store, so.
I do, but, you know, Target. So.
You know what I'm feeling? We should give something away.
Awesome.
You want to give something away?
We have two kids.
We got two kids. First caller.
It's a 20-year-old.
It's a 20-year-old. We got some stuff in this week that I think is interesting. You can probably speak better of it. This is not I won't call it a prototype. This is test size. What is this?
This is something that the company is considering bringing in or has just started to bring in. We just got the letter and he sent me a couple freebies. So, you know, we love to give away freebies whenever somebody sends us stuff. Zequins is a company They make a line of journals that we've carried for several years. They are known.
Let me put up a picture here for everybody. There we go.
They are known for being flexible. You can actually roll them around, you know, totally in a circle. The binding is sewn so that you can actually just take one sheet and kind of bounce it. It's incredibly well done.
They're handmade.
This is a larger size and thinner. So it's a little bit taller, a little bit wider, and about half as many sheets because not everyone liked a big, thick journal. So this is really nice. So we have the one to give away. I kept one to play with, and so we can use it as a tester in the store, and it shows.
So this is red, new format size, 19 by 25 centimeters in size. They call it the Classic 360, which is what they call it. It comes, of course, with the famous Zequins magnetic bookmark, which is really, really a cool idea. Nice looking notebook. Very popular in the store. And it is very fountain pen friendly. We have a tester that we use all the time. We're gonna give it away. The winner will have to answer a question, and you will have to, and I'm gonna put the email address in the chat here for those of you in the chat. You're going to have to answer a question, and the third correct answer to this question to this email address will win the notebook.
We will ship it out tomorrow.
And we'll ship it out tomorrow. So.
In fact, we'll make the new guy ship it out.
We'll make the new guy ship it out. It'll
be like a test.
It'll be like a test, yeah. Here's the question.
Wayne is apparently a little ready.
Wayne's ready. He's got ready. Okay, so. Special email address, giveaway@andersonpens.com. And the question is, what color is Lisa's personal Pilot Falcon, the one she showed this evening on the podcast? We will take the third correct answer to giveaway@andersonpens.com. What color is Lisa's personal Pilot Falcon, the one she showed this evening?
Oh my God, that's so exciting. We need like music.
We need something.
All right, so while you're waiting for the third correct answer, I am going to do some shout-outs.
Okay, you can do some shout-outs. We have quite a few, and some of these are from,
the San Fran show.
Okay.
We love to go to shows and see people, and we have so many friends who we see on a regular basis at shows. It's almost like we all just caravan together. Other people we've emailed back and forth with, but never met in person. So it's always fun to actually meet your friends for the first time in person. One of our favorite experiences, Phil, honey, I love you. We had such a good time, and you totally... That one comment, you totally made our show. I'm still chuckling.
Yep.
Alex surprised Brian. I don't think you've had this happen before.
No, I was...
I'm not sure if you blushed or not, but somebody actually asked Brian for his autograph, and I thought it was incredibly sweet. So, Alex, you made him blush, and that's really hard to do. Big hugs to Jen and Tika, who came and hung out and shopped at the tables and then came back. They left and came back and left and came back. And I think it is Jen who has family up here. So she says that next time she comes up to visit her family, I think in Madison, she says she's going to kind of dump her husband with the in-laws and just come up here for the day, and we'll just play with pens. Our friend Daniel and Derek, it was great to hang out with you guys. It's just such a shame that it's always across the table. There's never enough time to hang out. Paul, there are no words. We got to hang out with Paul, our good friend Paul Hurley, and it's always so much fun, and it's such a blast to see what Paul's looking for, what he's shopping for, what he's gotten. It's so much fun to show him what we've got, and he appropriately drools over some of the new stuff that, you know, we like to show off, products from new vendors and stuff. But always phenomenal to see him. And
thank you for the wine.
Thank you for the bottle of wine. We didn't open it yet, right?
No,
okay. Nope. We've only been home for a couple days. Cool ink blot looking design on the label. It was awesome. So we're looking forward to breaking that open. We've got company for a couple weeks, so we're gonna open that soon. We also received a 6-pack of beer from Greg.
Oh,
and
yes.
Is that finished already?
I think there's one left at the store.
So we brought that in so that we could share it with Dave. Went to a good cause, Beer 30 on Friday. We got to meet Elaine. She's on several of the boards. Always phenomenal to see Scott and Jim from Franklin Christoph. They're just such wonderful people. And you know, we had dinner with Scott. That was great. And Jim is just such a master at the table. He's just so much fun to watch. Michael Heenan, we love you. We had the best time, and we're so thrilled that it was slow and we could sit, you know, we could stand and chat more than usual and just no words. I got your email. I'll send you an email back soon. We got to meet Lisa Miyake, and that was cool. One of the original San Fran Pen Posse founders. So she's been around for a while. And I didn't realize when I hugged her that she was wounded, so I feel bad that I may have hurt her. Everybody in San Fran in the Pen Posse, Sid and Judy, Ricky, Todd, Doug, Franz, everybody in San Fran, you guys just did such a great job, and everybody was so helpful and so friendly. It was great. Just amazing. And who else? Michael Saul, of course. He's just so sweet. And if you ever get to go to a show, you have to go meet Michael Saul and have him write your name in his Spencerian script. And I promise you, you will want to frame it.
That's nice.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And then today, something arrived for me. It's like Lisa Gets Pens week. Eddie G sent me a letter and sent me a pen. So big.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. I think it was to Lisa and Brian, by the way.
But it says, "Hi, Lisa. Since you guys, you and Brian, are all in on Sailor Pens, I thought I'd send this along to you." It doesn't say, "Hi, Lisa and Brian."
Okay. All right.
So, and then he says, "Be careful, it's inked." So I got this cute little, it's a Schaefer made by Sailor. I mean, what's not to love? A free pen from a friend. I got a pen. Loving it. So, Eddie, you rock. Thank you.
All right. I think we have a winner. I guess there's there's one that's close. Third correct answer.
How can you be close?
Well, the color, he didn't name the exact color, but it was correct.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it was the correct color. So the third correct answer is none other than our good friend Greg M. I'll send you an email. Shoot me your so you can send me your address, and we will ship that sequins notebook out to you tomorrow. So. Congratulations. And cool. What else we got? You got anything else?
That's it. We've got company here for several weeks, and we so that is definitely keeping us busy and on our toes. It was nice to actually leave early yesterday and be able to go and kind of wander the mall. I don't ever do that. I don't think we bought anything except at Target, but it was just nice to wander. That's it.
Cool. All right. I guess that's it for this week. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out the social media for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We're going to see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.